This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get right to the people. Talking Tigers, 25-13, smoked the Rockies. And I know it's the Rockies, but that's what good teams do. You don't drop a game there. You know, they could have spit the bit easily in the first game when Job pitched like crap. Instead, the bullpen goes 6 1/3 scoreless. And yesterday, you basically detonated the Rockies in a double dip. Yeah, at the end of the year when you're trying to win a division or lock up seeding, those are the games. Don't give away 3 or 4 of those. So how much belief do you have that what we are all witnessing is real? And if you believe this is real, then you believe they're the best team in the AL. And then the flip side is, within that belief, what's the least sustainable piece of this incredible Tigers start? We go to Stan, who's up next, 97.1. Stanley, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, Mike. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hello, Rico.
Hey, Stan.
First of all, the Tigers, I'm calling them a 4.8. And the reason for that is because they are playing great. But the biggest thing is Cole and Hill are not there pitching for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we talked about the blessing of being a team in the AL Central. This year, it's the American League. It's not a great league. And so we have that advantage. Plus, we have great pitching. One of the things for the to win the American League, the Yankees are plus 300, the Tigers are plus 475. But I believe if we get in a series with them, we'll beat them on our pitching. The guy that, and I don't like the word sustainable, I would say, and I'm like you on this, Mike, you've talked about him in the past. How the hell does Conley have a 0.66 earned run average and a 0.74 whip,
right,
throwing the ball 85 miles per hour?
Yeah, and I mean,
and
he
he's lights out.
And I watched it during the playoffs last year where at one point he threw like 75 or 80 straight changeups for the Yankees. He never threw a fastball.
I agree. I think he's also had a positive effect. I think that he's the Olsen and the Brisky whisperer, because their changeups have gotten better because of him.
Yeah.
The guy's a maniac.
Yeah, it's
I love
a lot
him.
Like, I mean, Rico, when you were, you know, when the Braves did what they did in the 90s, early 2000s, and everyone who became a Brave pitched better,
yeah,
the Leo Mazzoni effect.
Yep.
It's the same thing here with Fetter. I mean, whether it's Stan talking about Canely and then the impact that it has on the other guys, or whether it's you acquiring a Jack Flaherty who hadn't been good in 5 years and he comes here and he was amazing, yeah, there's an element to it. I mean, Stan, look, right now, if you ask me who's going to win a playoff series between the Yankees and Tigers, I take Tigers.
Yeah.
Now, there's a long way to go. But no, I don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like most people. I'll pick against my team.
That's why I'm at the 4, because, yeah, in pretty much every series, they got the pitching to win that series.
The problem will reside in what will the pitching look like by the time late September comes around. I have no way to future cast.
And that's
that.
Why I can't give it the 5 right now.
But, and then offensively, there's certain parts of this that are not sustainable to this level.
It is defensive chaos.
Okay. That's it. Let's go to Kyle, 97.1. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, Kyle.
Hey, I'm at about a 4.4 out of 5. I believe that the core group of guys we have brings a lot of excitement and energy, and everybody feeds and builds off that. The thing that I'm worried about is how we shuffle around players a lot, and that worries me about keeping our consistency up, because when you got guys shuffling around DH and first base and center field and right field and cut, I hate to see guys when they're on nice streaks or playing well out of games. And I know sometimes guys deserve breaks or whatnot, but you know, I don't want to see Torkelson or Baez take a break, because I want to see them keep hitting the ball, keep seeing pitches, keep getting walks, keep getting build off of the bad seasons you guys had last year at the plate. And as we keep going forward, we're only going to have more people that are going to earn opportunities to get in the field. Like, you know, Jones is playing well on the Mud Hens, we don't know how Verling's going to do. And I don't want to take guys out. And I also don't want to hold people up from losing their opportunity to play. And that's what scares me, is we're going to, you know, or Cole Keith, another one, you know, losing the consistency of the team and the players because other guys deserve opportunities to play. And I do have a quick question for you guys. You know, how great will it be to see a nice Tigers blowout, and we get to see a utility player, Javi Baez, go up there on the mound and strike a player out? Do you think the city will lose its mind?
Yeah, the way this has begun through 38 games, I wouldn't be surprised if Javi closes all three ball games this weekend. I don't know. I mean, Kyle, it's sports, right? You see it, whether it's, you know, basketball, baseball, whatever. Teams get on these rolls and it carries. And look, no, there's no momentum between seasons.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, like, I heard the morning show talking about how, they just kept on doing what they did last year. And it's like, no, that doesn't exist. Right. That's made up. There are different people here. It's a process that they have.
And I was about to say, it's a mindset, Mike. It's yes, because now you started to believe and you start seeing the victories, and it carried over into the next season. It's how I started saying, hey, this was a different Lions team. They finished that year out strong, and then they followed it up. Tigers finished the year out strong. Now they're following it up. I was telling Doug in Crosstalk, last year has nothing to do with this year, but it does tell me that there's a different mindset that they now believe we can win all of these games.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls as well. David, a couple of ticket texts, please.
As a team, I don't see the home run production maintaining itself. They seem to be feasting on the long ball that is Matt and Allen Park.
They are. And again, it's a great example of, it's the Rockies. Right, but if the Dodgers get to beat up the Rockies 13 times, then I get to beat them 3 times. Mm-hmm. Or, it's the White Sox. Well, right, but there's a White Sox in kind of every division. Baseball, half these teams aren't even trying. So the reason I say it is both things can be true. While you've gotten fat and sassy on garbage piles like the Angels or the Rockies or the White Sox, newsflash, others get to do it too. Mm-hmm. Long term, do I believe you will have this prodigious power that you have right now? I struggle with that. But if Torkelson is the centerpiece, Rico, and he gives you 35 plus, I mean, if he gets to 40, the point is you start to seed in the power around it. Now, the official Tiger of this show is Kerry Bonds. Now, if Kerry, again, he's on pace for 30. If you got two guys in the middle of the order and it's 65 home runs.
Just imagine when Vierling gets here.
Face of the franchise, Matt Vierling.
Yes.
Ethan from Sterling Heights
Max
says,
Clark.
I'm a five. The hitting sustainability doesn't matter. We have the best starting rotation and the deepest bullpen in baseball.
Yeah, no, the hitting matters.
It does.
Come on now. It all works together if you're going to win a World Series. The pitchers are better because they pitch with leads. The bullpen's better because they're free and easy. If you basically slam on the brakes offensively, the whole thing's going to look different.
It's how you got eliminated by Cleveland, where all of a sudden the bats just went ice cold.
They did what they did earlier in that season. Yes, correct. I'm at a four bricks. I'm at a four bricks up out of five on the Tigers.
Whoa.
Bricked up scale, he says. Concerned about the starting pitching over the entire season.
I don't know where the concern on the starting pitching is coming from, but okay. I mean, I don't look. You don't even have Cobb helping you. Now, if Scooble got hurt, different conversation. And I understand Flaherty hasn't been great, but look at the players who have. If I swap out Flaherty for Mize and reverse the numbers, how's it any different than what we had last year? So I don't worry about it. I love how, some people are like, oh, unless all five arms are going great at the same time.
Because
it doesn't work that way.
Like, because for some people, it's almost, you're expecting the worst to happen because you don't want to be disappointed. So if you plan for disaster, yeah, you'll never get hurt.
Sounds like fun. 248-539-9797. FanDuel, best place to bet player props. Under Tatum, everything. FanDuel has more betting
bounce
markets than anyone
tonight.
Else. $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So all you got to do, visit FanDuel.com/Tatum.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.